that Laura could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin to wake. Watch out. Seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight.
To find a queen without a king, they say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white mare in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Thank you.
and good afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. You're listening to the Strip Your Right Show Special Edition right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusby Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening to this program, thank you for making this program part of your afternoon as I am here with you live until 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We got a loaded program today. The phone lines are open. We're here live until 3 o'clock. You can call in at 3. You can call in now, as a matter of fact, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I was out Monday, and it was Marathon Monday. Figured that that day would be the day that I would go out and absolutely just enjoy the marathon and the sights and scenes of Boston, given that it was a big sports day. And everything just seemed to be a marvelous environment. The city was pumped up. It was Marathon Monday. And we all know what Marathon Monday means to Boston and greater Boston. What's understood doesn't need to be explained. But in the midst of the Red Sox game that was taking place on Monday night, major news broke. Major news broke in which that John Gruden, now former head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, had resigned due to his email containing messages between 2010 to 2018 that used homophobic slurs, racist gestures and undertones, etc., etc., etc. But here's the thing. I can't say that I'm absolutely shocked or surprised, because if we're going to be completely honest, that John Gruden, he really was just a representative of the system that lies within the NFL. I want you to really think about this for a moment. Do you think really, honestly, and truthfully, that John Gruden and his whole messages and everything that it contained was just, oh my God, this is just one bad, rotten apple that we got to remove from the tree? If you honestly think that was the case, then I got news for you. You are naive, and you have not woken up to the fact that this has been deeply ingrained within the NFL for years. I want to start off the show talking about this because this is a major story right now in sports. Yes, the NHL is officially back. Yes, Major League Baseball postseason roars on. Yes, the NFL season continues on. But this is a major story. And we are going to talk about this in great detail. Because here's the reality. John Gruden is exactly what the NFL has represented for years. But here's the truth. It wasn't public at times. I mean, it wasn't completely public in terms of how the league represented itself through public relations and so forth. But here's the truth. And another truth. Did you really believe for 1 minute that the NFL was truly genuine when it came to dealing with racism? No. And this is going to sound like a hot take artist, but frankly, I'm going to be very honest with you. The next several minutes in which that you're about to hear, it's going to sound more of a rant than an actual conversation. Because I think, by and large part, we are so used to being comforted by what's comfortable and that is embedded in deep lies that oftentimes when that gets shaken up, it turns out that there is a lot of truth that's involved and it's too painful to accept, so we immediately shut it down and tune it out and completely ignore it and look the other way. David Aldridge truly put it best in his column today in The Athletic. And I'm going to read you an excerpt of that column because this excerpt in particular really exemplifies what is truly wrong about the situation. And folks, this is deeper than John Gruden and him turning out to be a homophobe or a racist in terms of what he said about DeMaurice Smith. This is deeper than that. This is way deeper than that. So here's the excerpt that I really want to hound on during the next several minutes. This is what David Aldridge wrote. Unless the people or persons who are leaking John Gruden's emails to the New York Times and other legacy media just had some kind of Jones to get Gruden fired and nothing else, they or the NFL need to release all of the hundreds of thousands of emails and documents they have obtained from the league's year-long examination of the toxic culture within the Washington football team during the previous decade plus. You remember the one where the investigator hired by the league produced no actual written report? I mean, when you think about it, why wouldn't they release everything? We all know why. Now, this is the meat on the bone. The NFL already knows what's in those emails. That's what it spent the last year going through. The people who wrote and were copied on them know what's in those emails. They wrote and CC'd them. Beth Wilkinson, the investigator, obviously already knows what's in those emails. The people leaking them know what are in the emails. The only people who don't know what's in those emails are you and I. So why can't you and I see what's in those emails? Question. I already heard from the Whataboutism Brigade for having the Temetri simply to retweet the New York Times story Monday night. As with all the whataboutists, the goalposts, no pun intended, moved away magically from the actions of the person who did the thing about which we're talking and writing. Tell you what, when and if I'm offered a $100 million contract, people can look through every email, tweet, and text message I've ever sent. At least that would be deeper vetting than what the Raiders did before hiring Gruden. There it is. There it is. I want to go back to that particular part right there, near the beginning. I mean, when you think about it, why wouldn't they release everything? We all know why. If that's not the most telling aspect of it all, I don't know what is. Now it's time for a rant. Because the NFL has played a particular role in the last 5 years in particular. And I'm highlighting specifically the last 5 years for a reason. Because, you know, when Colin Kaepernick started kneeling for the anthem, people were in such uproar. How dare he disrespect the flag? So what did the NFL do? Oh, that's right. Some owners basically said, you will stand for the flag, or else. Most notably, Jerry Jones. As a whole, how did the NFL really handle it? Oh, that's right. They blackballed Colin Kaepernick out of the league. Right? And then, when George Floyd happened a year and a half ago, because it happened in May of last year, in the height of the pandemic, when everybody was at home and the whole world saw what happened to that man, unfortunately, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, what did the NFL do? That's right. They decided that we are going to launch a campaign to work with the African-American community and law enforcement and all of that nice and beautiful pageantry that a lot of folks really, and I mean really, fell for. I was actually very critical of it at the time. Do I believe that it was a nice gesture? Sure. But if we're going to be completely honest, this is what the NFL has always been about since Lord knows when. This is beyond just the 5 years. Because what this situation represents to me, and David Aldridge is absolutely right, why in the blue blazing hell can't we all see the hundreds and thousands of emails that have been kept confidential up until this point? Why? Why? Because this is the classic good old white boys club having casual conversations that dare not ever see the public eye, basically having a conversation among themselves because they know they won't be found out. If no one else on national or local radio or television airwaves have said it, I'm saying it up front. That's why. That's why we can't see the hundreds and thousands of emails that have been held and confidential over the last few days. That's exactly why. Because when the NFL wants you to know something, they want you to know about something. And when they don't want you to know about something, they'll go through every hoop and law and every hog and tie to make sure that it remains absolutely what? Confidential. If you have thoughts, call me at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Here is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to address John Gruden in particular before I get back to the overview because I got just under 2 hours. I got time today. John Gruden, in particular, I don't look at him the same way. I never played in the NFL. I was never in an NFL locker room as a player. So I don't know what the dynamics are when it comes to John Gruden. But what I do know is this. There is no way in earth, in God's green earth, that John Gruden was going to be able to walk back into that locker room after everything that had been unfolded and basically exposed and faced particularly players like Khalil Mack and Ryan Nassib, the first openly gay NFL player playing in the NFL right now, and look at them in the eye and say, "Oh, you know what, guys? I'm sorry. I made a mistake." No, my friend, that was not a mistake. This is 7-8+ years of your true colors being shown through emails. He can't walk back in that locker room, a locker room filled with 53 grown men, predominantly African-American. One happens to be openly gay. There was no way that he was going to be able to walk back in there and be able to say, "You know what, guys? It's all about football. No, no, no. This is not about football no more. No, 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 no. You don't get to try to move the goalpost. You don't get to turn around and say, 'Well, I don't want to talk about this right now.'" Nonsense. Absolute, utter, complete nonsense. You made your bed. Now lay in it. Here's what makes it even more disturbing. This is what makes it more disturbing. Is that when the Raiders were going through their head coaching search, when they were searching through candidates and John Gruden's name came up, they said, "We're going to hire this guy. He hadn't coached in the NFL in how long? About 10 years roughly, right?" And they said, "We're going to hire this guy anyway." Meanwhile, what we all know now, because again, this is the good old all white boys club in which that casual racism flies. No one's there to check them. No one's there to hold them accountable. So whatever you feel, just get it out of your chest. You know, we're cool. We're all cool in here. Because that's exactly what went on. 655,000 emails, if not more, between 2011 and 2018. Who on earth are you freaking kidding me? Oh, you're not kidding yourself. You're not kidding me. For all of you whataboutisms out there, well, perhaps, what about the fact? No. 655 plus thousand emails over a 7-year period. Can you explain that to me? So no, this wasn't just about DeMaurice Smith being referred to or described using racial tropisms, because that's how it all started. It was deeper than that. Clearly, he had a problem with the whole Black Lives Matter movement that the NFL was trying to get behind, but launched its own program called In Racism. I'm sure if you've been to an NFL game this season or in the last 2 years, that you've seen it on the sidelines. And then, oh, by the way, he also had problems with the LGBTQ plus community. And he was just happens to be what I like to call the fall guy. He's the guy that he's going to take the fall. He's going to fall on the sword and be the sacrificial lamb that he is. But if we're honest with ourselves, because America has a problem with self-honesty, apparently, this is just a microcosm of what's wrong with the NFL. There are deeper rooted issues with the NFL than just one guy. This isn't a John Gruden issue. See, John Gruden can never, and I do mean never, ever coach in the NFL again. He won't. Will he ever be hired as a broadcaster again? Highly doubt it. And I personally think that he shouldn't. But if we're going to be completely honest with ourselves for just one moment, none of you should be surprised. None of you should be surprised whatsoever. If you're surprised by all of this, I don't know what to tell you. How do you look at John Gruden now? Now that you know the truth. Because John Gruden wasn't fired. John Gruden resigned. Because the cat was let out of the bag. John Gruden didn't feel bad for what he did, because he coached the last few seasons knowing all well what he did. This is who he is. I didn't mean to hurt anybody, and I'm sorry. Baloney. The absolute baloney of an excuse, of an apology. That wasn't even an apology. You know the old saying in which that the two most honest people on this earth are what? Angry and drunk people. And John Gruden happens to be one angry bastard. Let's be honest. He's angry. He's angry about a multitude of reasons. He's angry about a multitude of issues within the NFL. And guess what? His emails prove that. But what about, no. When the proof is in stone, it's etched in stone, there's no whataboutisms. We're past that. So if you're still at that point of what about this, what about that, this is cancel culture. No, this is not cancel culture. You want to know what cancel culture is? People trying to cancel Dave Chappelle for making a reference to his late transgender friend, Daphne. If you saw the Netflix special, then you know what I'm talking about. John Gruden's situation, this isn't cancel culture. That's not cancel culture. This is a lack of accountability of a man who lived off white privilege and got away with him saying what he said for a number of years. And he did it within the circles of the NFL before he got hired by the Las Vegas Raiders. This is nothing new. Who are we kidding? Who are we honestly kidding? Frankly, this is just the icing on the cake. We haven't even gotten to the cake itself. I mean, my God. This is bad. And we've seen some really bad controversies in the NFL over the last several years. But this is something. Because there's the old saying in which that when the truth gets exposed, the truth gets exposed no matter how many try to conceal it or no matter how many people try to hide it. This is the truth about John Gruden. But this isn't just a John Gruden issue. This is an NFL issue. That the NFL allowed this for this long. Again, 655,000 plus emails exchanged between 2011 and 2018. And it's not just only between John Gruden and the NFL. No. We're talking about between owners, between GMs. I'm sure other head coaches were also involved in this as well. I mean, we talk about some serious unpacking. This is it. This is the unpacking that the NFL did not want to have to go through. But I got news. I got news for you. This is just the beginning. Just the beginning. Coming up next, we're going to continue to talk about this story. And I got a lot more for you coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Welcome back to the Shapiro Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Freeform Radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thank you for making this program part of your Wednesday afternoon. And we are here with you live until 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And we have Joyce, the Voice Mobile, coming up at 3 o'clock right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just real quick before we continue with the program, we are going to play the PSA for the hour, which is brought to you by the people here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So stay tuned for that.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. The show is coming to you live from the WMFO studios in Medford, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. Hope all of you are having a marvelous Wednesday afternoon, wherever you may be, however you may be spending it. If you're out for a walk, listen to the program on your phone or mobile, or even in car radio, always appreciated. I look outside, and it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, the sun is out. It is bright. It feels like summer. It's not hot. It's not cool. It's not cold. It's just perfect. Like, mid-70s for, like, mid-October, it's outstanding. I mean, I don't know what more can you possibly ask for. It's terrific. But if you are an NFL fan, here's one thing that you can absolutely ask more for, and that is a bit more transparency, please, and thanks. Because the thing that bothers me about the situation with John Gruden, in particular, as it pertains to the emails, is the lack of transparency. And the NFL has shown time and time again that it's very sneaky. Very sneaky in terms of how it handles its business, especially when it comes to honesty. I mean, think about it. You think about how they handled the whole like CTI and as well as concussions lawsuit and so forth, that they weren't honest with the people who played in the NFL who are dealing with the long-term effects of concussions, suffering multiple concussions and an NFL career and so forth. No, they weren't honest. So as a result, the NFL, I'm sure you've all seen the movie with Will Smith, and how like they tried to like shut him up and prevent him from telling the truth and so forth. Basically, the NFL was just like, it's no big deal, like, and so forth, and it's just one of those things where you should never look towards the NFL have a high moral compass. I mean, really, they care about one thing and one thing only, and that is their bottom line. That's it. That's all they care about. They don't care about the safety of the players. Concussions. Thursday Night Football. But Thursday Night Football is great for the league. No, it's not. Actually, it's bad. Because the players who are playing in that game more than likely had just played on Sunday, and they're not fully at 100% physically, so they're playing in another NFL game on Thursday night. it's bad for the league, and the product is not good. That's one. Number two, I mentioned about the concussions. And lastly, I mean, and do we, if we're going to talk about transparency, look at how it's handling the John Gruden controversy right now, and as well as with the Washington football team. I mean, we're talking about an owner in Dan Snyder who absolutely allowed everything under the sun to take place and transpire, and everything was, oh, no big deal. I mean, what are they going to do, fine me? And that's the least of my worries? Yeah, we're talking about that same dude who absolutely refused to change the team's name in Washington. They were formerly known as the Washington Redskins, but after threat of sponsors finally saying, you either change the name or we're pulling out, meaning that if you don't change the name of the football team, we are going to stop supporting you, stop with the sponsorships. And then Snyder said, fine. He wasn't moved morally to do what was right. No. He was moved because of money. That's his truth. So, during break, I had a chance to continue to read some more of the David Aldridge column on The Athletic. Fantastic stuff, by the way. In which that, this is what he said. I'm going to read it to you in its entirety. This particular section of the column that really stood out to me, this is what he said. The league isn't going to discipline Daniel Snyder any harder than it already has. A quote-unquote suspension with no indication of how it will be enforced, and a laughable, anemic $10 million punishment for a billionaire that had all the sincerity of the finger poke of doom. At least the late lamented WCW understood that the vast majority of its paying customers were in on the joke. Anyone expecting the NFL to truly discipline an owner who allowed everything we know happen here to fester for a decade and not only didn't punish those in power but rewarded them is naive in the extreme. I'm not expecting anything else to happen to Snyder unless there's a smoking gun email sent or received by him among the remaining unreleased troll, and maybe not even then. So why not just be totally transparent and release everything? The only reason not to release the emails, of course, is to save others, authors, and those copied further embarrassment and or job peril as befell Gruden once its litany of anti-gay and misogynist emails, many sent to former Washington team president Bruce Allen, were made public. Did Allen copy his boss on any of them or others with similar views? What if anything did Snyder say in response? If so, maybe Snyder said, hey, that's not funny. And furthermore, it's incredibly stupid of you to have this chain on our team's email account. What is wrong with you? Or maybe not. I want to harp on that in particular for a moment. Because David is right. If you are an NFL fan listening to this program, or if you're anyone else who's listening to this program right now and expects furthermore punishment to be handed down to Dan Snyder, please understand this. You are naive. You are absolutely very naive. Nothing else is going to happen to him. And let's be honest. $10 million to a billionaire, that's not punishment. That's basically a finger pull, if you will. Remember when we were little kids and you run around and chase your friend and says, put my finger. Yeah, that's what this is. $10 million? Oh, okay, here. And there was no indication as to how it would even be enforced. But here's the troubling part of it all. We're talking about a multi-billion dollar enterprise that owes a single day of the week. It owes Sundays. And it also happens to have games played on Monday and Thursdays. Sometimes Saturdays late in the season. depending if there's a game with playoff implications potentially. But you really think that with all of the misogynistic emails, anti-gay emails, and so forth, that this was going to absolutely fly? Come on. Come on. The NFL, once it realized that, hey, we got to get rid of this guy real quick and prevent this from becoming an even bigger story, this is what they did. They say, hey, Gruden, you got to go. It was either that or Mark Davis was going to have to fire him. So Gruden said, you know what? I'm going to resign. So he resigned. But here's the part that bothers me even more. The environment and the culture that the NFL is creating or has created to even allow these kind of conversations to take place at will for as long that it has. That's the problem that I have. The problem that I have is that the NFL continues to find loopholes. And when I say the NFL, I mean people that are in power. I'm not talking about head coaches. Well, although it could very well apply to them as well. But I'm talking about GMs. I'm talking about owners, team presidents. People who are absolutely integral in terms of the power structure in the NFL. No one stepped in and said, hey, guys, you know what? This is not okay. They said, hey, you know what? Yeah, screw that guy. That guy is a bleep, bleep, bleep. You know what? This guy over here, he's a complete wah, wah, wah. Like, oh, no, free for all. Let's just air out exactly how we really feel. But, hey, your secret's safe with me. It's okay. Don't tell anybody. You know, between you and I, yo, that guy over there, that guy's a complete prick. How could, like, they allowed this for X amount of years. So how are we all acting surprised that, oh, by the way, hey, you know, Gruden, that's a bad man. He's got to go. Really? Who are you honestly fooling? Gruden was the fall guy in all of this. And Dan Snyder, the fact that this man is still an owner of an NFL team appalls the living daylights out of me. It really does. It's appalling, it's disgusting, and it's disgraceful. The NFL knew. Let's be honest about something here, ladies and gentlemen. The NFL knew there was a toxic culture in the building down in Virginia, somewhere in the DMV area as it pertains to the Washington football team, and did nothing about it. What? You're going to call a $10 million fine to a billionaire punishment? For that, if that's going to be the case, why not just bend him over and spank him with a damn ruler? That's punishment. And I'm sure for those who went to private school, they can relate to that. I mean, let's go to another layer, shall we? Shall we? Dan Snyder even said, and I'm not putting words into his mouth, but I can imagine the conversations going on like this between Dan Snyder, the other owners, because let's face it, it wasn't between John Gruden and Dan Snyder. No. I'm pretty sure that Robert Kraft may have been involved in there somewhere. I'm pretty sure that John Mara of the New York Giants may have been involved in there somewhere, or Shad Khan of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Come on. Be honest. 32 owners who are the collective 32 bosses of Roger Goodell. They all allowed this for X amount of years. Let this marinate, ladies and gentlemen. Between 2011 and 2018 is when these emails were going on. And you don't think for one moment that nobody within high power within the NFL said, hey, guys, this isn't right. This isn't okay. No. No. The answer is no. The answer to that is, Well, who's going to hold us accountable? We can do and say whatever we want to say. You ain't going to check us. You're still going to come to the games. You're still going to buy our merchandise. You're still going to buy our tickets. You're still going to buy food at the stadium. You're still going to buy, invest in your teams because we are the damn cash cow of professional sports. Ain't nothing that you can do about it. Oh, that guy is a complete racist. You'll still support him. Oh, that guy is a complete misogynist. Oh, you'll still show up and support him. And I dare anybody to call into the show and say that they wouldn't anyway. That particular fan base wouldn't still attend their games. That's right. You still would. Because you and I know the truth. They're still going to do X, Y, and Z. And no one's going to really hold them accountable. Goodell can't do anything about it because guess what? His bosses are the owners of all 32 NFL teams. Yes. And you think for 1 minute that the NFL is really going to reveal all of those emails and be transparent? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not happening. It's not going to happen. Ever. And this is part of what makes this situation so particularly maddening. Why do I find this maddening? Number one, you think of the people who it impacts, African Americans, the LGBTQ plus community, and women. Three marginalized groups in society today. Number one, African American. Number two, the LGBTQ plus community. And women, but especially minority women at that. You don't think for one moment that these people in these three affected groups that I just mentioned are still going to go to the games? They're still going to buy merchandise? The honest answer is yes. But the reality is this. The NFL has long maintained its attitude. We're going to do whatever the hell we want to do because we can. And we're the NFL, so we're going to just power through. If you don't believe me, go listen and watch Roger Goodell's cavalier answer as to how he was going to handle the 2020 NFL regular season in the midst of a global pandemic. Oh, that's right. We're gonna power through. We're gonna have full stadiums come the fall, and this was back in the spring of 2020 when we were still without a vaccine. And how wrong was he? Very, very. There were some stadiums that did have fans, but those were far and in between. They were not the majority. They were the minority. Man, I'm hoping that a lot more gets reviewed and revealed in the coming days. Because I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is not the end of this saga. It's not. There's going to be a lot more coming from this, and I'm expecting it wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. We are going to be here live until 3 o'clock. We got a lot more to get to. And I am excited. I'm excited for this next hour coming up. Because if you thought during this first hour I've had fireworks, wait until you find out what I got cooking for you this upcoming segment coming up next. In fact, we're going to take a music break now. Coming up next, why one particular NBA player might be the biggest moron of all time. And it actually may be someone who might be making news right about now. I want to tell you exactly who that is and why I'm personally very fed up with this individual. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Tears are rolling down like a river to the ocean, and there's no one else around. You won't question my devotion. Everybody needs somebody, and you got me. You know that I know that you know that I'll be there for the highs and lows. Give you mine if your heart gets broke. By your side when you're all alone, I will be there when you're down.
You know me the best, you know my worst, see me hurt, but you don't judge. That right there is the scariest feeling. Opening and closing up again, I've been hurt so I don't trust. Now here we are staring at the ceiling.
I've said those words before, but it was